This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. What does it mean when our enemies' words sound like they should have been uttered by our leaders, and our leaders' policies seem like the fruits of our enemies? Now, how long has it been since a leader in our government has said something like this about the depravity and self-destructive insanity of our culture? Let's answer some very simple questions for ourselves. Do we want to have here in our country parent number one, parent number two, and parent number three instead of mother and father? Do we want our schools to impose on our children from their earliest days in school perversions that lead to degradation and extinction? Do we want to drum into their heads the ideas that certain other genders exist along with women and men, and to offer them sex reassignment surgery? Is that what we want for our country and our children? This is all unacceptable to us. We have a different future of our own. And let me repeat that the dictatorship of the elites targets all societies, including the citizens of Western countries themselves. This is a challenge to all. This complete renunciation of what it means to be human, the overthrow of faith and traditional values, and the suppression of freedom are coming to resemble a religion in reverse. Pure Satanism. Exposing false messiahs, Jesus Christ said on the Sermon on the Mount, "By their fruits ye shall know them." These poisonous fruits are already obvious to people, and not only in our country, but also in all countries, including many people in the West itself. Now, this particular speaker was talking about the insanities of American culture, the destruction of the nuclear family, originally proposed by Marx, the transsexual craziness threatening to irreversibly destroy so many young lives, the dictatorship of elites rather than the will of the people, the renunciation of what it means to be human by abolishing faith and traditional values, and crushing freedom by imposing the false religion of Satanism. Haven't you yearned to hear a U.S. president make such a speech? When was the last time even a candidate for president said this sort of thing? What I just quoted to you didn't come from anyone in our government, or a Republican, or even a self-appointed evangelical Christian. What I just quoted to you was uttered and said, and, you know, this is a quote from Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia. "Something is wrong in our country," said President Joe Biden, who got that much right, but Biden meant there isn't enough of the idiocy that Putin describes above. Now, Putin himself, of course, is a thug and a dictator. A graduate of the KGB. which imposed the most ruthless dictatorship the world has known. And he's no doubt a liar, too. But read his words, you know, or not read his words, listen to, you know, listen to what I just said again. Is he lying about the United States? Isn't he saying what, precisely what God-believing Christians recognize as a problem with our own country? And what's it mean when Putin's propaganda speech sounds so much better than America's reality? Now, a few problems with this. A few things to unpack with this. This is all going on right now. As the world is increasingly beginning to believe that we blew up the Nord Stream pipelines, that we sabotaged the Nord Stream pipelines. And the reality of what happened with Nord Stream is that that basically cuts off any hope of affordable energy for the winter for Europe. And when all of this begins to happen, you have to sit back and you got to say, hey, who stands to gain from blowing this up? Who's, you know, if it wasn't Russian, if it wasn't the lack of Russian upkeep, right, who stands to gain from sabotaging this? And, well, it isn't Putin. He doesn't gain from it. The Europeans don't gain from it. So who gains from it? Now, notwithstanding what the 2020 election was, when you sit back, this is where I get out here and get back on this soapbox again, and I point one thing out. In New York right now today, even though they didn't elect Hochul, they have elected their General Assembly, their legislative body, whatever you want to call them. They're in line with Hochul. They dance with Hochul on a regular basis. And, well, unfortunately, in New York, which is basically run by New York City, they have the government that they elected. In Illinois, they have the government they elected. In New Jersey, they have the government they elected. In Maryland, they have the government they elected. And as of this moment, they have, we have a federal government. And we have a few things happening within the federal government that we have sat by and maybe allowed to happen. And my point here is this. You either have to be an activist or you have to be a spectator. And if you're going to be a spectator, then this is the kind of stuff you're going to watch. These are the kind of realities you're going to have to live with. This is almost like a Twilight Zone thing. Having Putin is a thug, no doubt about it. Now, he a lot of his stuff is sort of based on the reality that he lived through, because he went through a lot of things in his career. None of them, you know, he was never put in a chair and tortured or anything, but I mean, he survived, I don't know how many purges. You know, the KGB isn't the KGB anymore, but he survived all the stuff that the Russians and the Soviet Union have gone through. He's a hard man. And when a hard man who's willing, and a hard, ruthless man, and when that kind of a guy's out there saying the kind of things that he's saying about America, we should probably look at the irony of that and understand how bad this is. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Luck and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Successful revolutions both violent and peaceful, tend to result in tyrannical rule, with very few exceptions. The history of revolutionary governments proves that history does not repeat itself very often. And from ancient Greece to Venezuela, a bloody path of brutality has almost always been left in the wake of new governments coming to power. They either cast off the entirety of the old governments or leave some small remnants for show. And in both cases, countless billions of people have suffered. With Rome, the Senate became a puppet to Caesars, who had absolute power, and more often than not, cruelty from the likes of Nero and Caligula were carried out on Romans. The French Revolution led to the complete removal of government and a replacement by mob rule. It was the psychopath Robespierre who controlled the mob. The mob brutalized and murdered anyone he wanted them to target without question. The French Revolution created nothing but chaos, and when anyone who had any idea about running government was killed or in hiding, very little got done. The chaos ended with Robespierre's head being severed, and after a shambling interval, Napoleon taking power. And here we have a tyrant replacing a psychotic tyrant who replaced a tyrant. And the average French people were no better off under any of them. The October Revolution led to Lenin coming to power in Russia. He put in place the early instruments that Stalin would use to terrorize the Russian people and beyond. Lenin was a tyrant who left everyone under Soviet control worse off than they were before. When people who know how to run a government are slaughtered, it becomes impossible to govern effectively. The Nazis' peaceful revolution ended up with Hitler keeping the appearance of the government that existed without any power. Hitler was a modern-day Caesar who ruled with brutality over the German people and many more. Venezuela was another relatively peaceful revolution where, like Rome and Germany, some of the vestiges of democracy were left in place without the people who knew what they were doing and power to effectively govern. The Venezuelans have been suffering and starving ever since. If you look at just about any successful revolution, the same thing happens almost every time. Regardless of tyrants being in power prior to their rise, tyranny almost always follows. These are outliers in history that prove a rare exception to the brutality of successful revolutions. And then we can look at the American Revolution, which is actually an exception to the rule. The American Revolution was one of those rare instances where no tyrant rose to power. They did not just keep the vestiges of government for show. They were kept because they could be used to prevent a tyrant from taking power. The revolutionaries did not want complete destruction of all that came before, leaving a power vacuum to be filled. The American revolutionaries were made up of varying political beliefs that include moderates who were already in colonial government, like George Washington. Washington was a moderate in Virginia. Any other revolution in Washington would have been targeted by the revolutionaries. Since American revolutionaries used existing politicians to lead the revolution, they already knew how to govern and how to put protections in place to prevent a tyrant from coming to power. And there was also the strong leadership of George Washington, who was offered ultimate power 3 times. They wanted him to be king a couple of times. They wanted him to be president for life a couple of times. And he never succumbed to the temptations of absolute power. And he had absolute power throughout the war. If George Washington had been a morally weaker man leading the military, America easily could have ended up with a tyrant. The reason successful revolutions so often end up poorly for the majority who suffer following victory is the tendency to kill off those who know how to govern or limit their power to make them worthless. And most importantly, is a leader who cannot resist temptation of power due to moral weakness. Revolutionaries tend to follow charismatic leaders who fill the void of power and almost never let that power go. We've seen it with a lot of people here in South Carolina. We had this guy named Bob Inglis. and Bob Inglis wanted to run, and he was pre-Tea Party. And he recognized early on what was going on as far as government was concerned, and he made mention of this, and he said, I will only serve 3 terms. And he got elected to Congress, and he went and he served his 3 terms, and then he quit. Something happened in those 3 terms. And Bob had been seduced. He'd been seduced by, he had been seduced by the power, I think. So then he wanted to run again, and I don't remember if he was successful or not. But now he goes around and he's no longer what he was. When he went up there, he was all fire and brimstone, and he was going to go up there and he was going to change Washington, and it was going to be this and it was going to be that. And that didn't work out the way he thought it was going to work out, because temptation came a knocking. And he fell to it. And one of the things that he has said is that he now felt that it was a moral thing that he had to do to reach across the aisle and find compromise with Democrats. Now, what could possibly lead someone who goes up there who thinks he's being swept in on a mandate to get out there and finally decide that he now needs to reach out and compromise with Democrats? Well, it's power. Power is a corrupting force that almost no one can resist it. It has always been that way. It's always going to be this way. Why do you think people want to stay in Congress as long as they do? Why is everybody that's in Congress today, almost everybody's a millionaire? How did that happen? What don't we know? I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden said on Thursday he will pardon all prior federal offenses of simple possession of marijuana and will call on federal regulators to review how the drug is classified. The president also spending some time in New York talking about the CHIPS Act, which aims to boost U.S. production of computer chips and help the country compete with China.
A law that's going to build a future and a proud, proud legacy, not only for IBM, but for the country. A legacy of innovation and manufacturing.
One person is dead and five more are injured after a stabbing attack on the Las Vegas Strip. The suspect has been taken into custody outside the Venetian. The extent of the victim's injuries are currently unknown. ABC 13 reports some of the victims may have been showgirls that take pictures with tourists on the Strip. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I have a friend down in Florida, Lee Williams. You've heard him here a few times. He and Bob Keller do a segment here, which you haven't been able to hear because of Hurricane Ian, because they're okay. Everything's fine, except they do have stuff going on right now, because even though they did survive the hurricane and everybody came out okay, there's still a little bit of stuff that has to be done after a hurricane. And but I got to, you know, here we have some firsthand stuff from Lee down there in the hurricane. And, you know, I asked Super Dave about this the other day as well. We know that guns save lives. And that fact works especially after a hurricane. In fact, Floridians have known this for a very long time, and even Governor Ron DeSantis mentioned this when he issued a not-so-subtle warning to would-be criminals seeking to take advantage of Hurricane Ian survivors. He said, "You never know what might be lurking behind someone's home. And I would not want to chance that if I were you, given that we are a Second Amendment state." Now, Hurricane Ian, like all things like this, is a lesson. This is a lesson moment, and Hurricane Ian taught several lessons and reinforced several more, especially the need for dependable modern firearms to secure yourselves, your families, and your property in a time when society is knocked out of the way, in the time when government is knocked out of the way by Mother Nature. The AR-15, which is America's rifle, has long been Florida's rifle, too. They're pure and effective since they're not forced to add bullet buttons or shark fin grips or other useless doodads, which are required in non-free states and designed solely to degrade the weapon's effectiveness. If you wanted to ask someone in Naples or Northport or Fort Myers Beach if they'd trade their fully functional AR for something that's California compliant or street legal in New York or New Jersey, you could probably find out, well, you know, you'd have to wait for them to stop laughing in order to find out what they thought about this. Man is, we have no natural anything. You know, we don't have claws, we don't have fangs, we don't have strength over other species that might be preying upon us. We prey upon ourselves. What we do have is we have our brains. And this means we can devise ways of defending ourselves. And access to the best means of defending ourselves is a God-given right codified in the United States Constitution and those of most free states. And no government has the authority to meddle with this, although a bunch of them do. And if Ian taught us anything, it's that these laws and the politicians who support them need to be replaced, and the sooner the better. Now, Lee was about to hit the road. They were minutes from evacuating when Ian changed course. He hooked right and headed south, sparing northern Sarasota County, where he lives. And this is where another reality gets out there. See, he prayed for that hurricane to go somewhere else, and it did. And he feels guilty about that because the course change brought death and destruction to those south of him. But before that happened, they were ready to go. The truck was packed. And he had put in his good bug out. He has a very good bug out bag. A good bug out bag can save your life, assuming it's stocked with what you need and you know how to use it. And he does offer advice on how to do that. I need to find that out myself. I do not have a bug out bag. I have something I call the Antifa welcome wagon bag. Lee's can keep two people alive for 72 hours, 84 hours if they push it. He keeps a spare handgun and some redundant systems for water purification and food, shelter, fire starting, first aid, communication, and, of course, self-defense, including spare mags for defensive firearms. And there's plenty of them out there that you can buy, already pre-stocked on the market, and some are great. But a lot of them leave a lot to be desired because the manufacturers skimp on the contents to maximize their profits. And that's a problem whenever you buy something like that that is prepackaged, because they're selling it to you as a bug out bag. So, you know, they're going to try to maximize their margin if they can. But a one size fits all, none of that is ever as good as something you assemble yourself. And they don't consider climate and terrain and other factors when they're selling these to you. And once that would be in the truck, everything becomes redundant, which is a great feeling. A good bug-out bag can give you some peace of mind. Then there's training. When it became clear that Ian was going to threaten Florida, Lee went out and took a few guns out to the range and just, you know, checked the zero, made sure everything was functioning, cleaned it up, made sure their mags were refilled, replaced the batteries and the lights and the sights. And he was ready to go. I mean, that's as much as you can do. And he was confident and proficient. And he knows his capabilities and limitations. And when a hurricane is offshore, for example, you should not be unboxing your firearm for the first time. And there's all kinds of other things that go with this. Like, you know, If you live next to a railroad track, a rail car with noxious chemicals can derail. If you live in California, you could be in the path of a wildfire. Or you could be in the path of a wildfire anywhere, but California is especially prone to that. So, during World War II, Academy Award winning filmmaker Frank Capra produced a series of short films titled Why We Fight. And they were made so the American public could understand why we became involved in the war. And Hurricane Ian is an example of why you prepare. It becomes clear why organizations like Second Amendment Foundation, NRA, why they battle for civil rights. And in my state and in Florida, some of us have access to the best tools available to defend our families. And that didn't happen by accident. It took hard work and years, decades of hard work. And there are still too many states where the government prevents good folks from adequately defending themselves, where only police and government officials have access to the best self-defense tools. What happens when that calamity comes? We should try to change this because these are Americans, even though they may be deluded or misguided. But we're all Americans. I do believe that we should all enjoy the same rights. I believe that with every molecule of my being. And this is why, on a daily basis, the fight continues. The fight has continued. We owe it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL,
5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. New York is a state that's been pushing gun control hard for years. Nearly a decade ago, in the wake of Sandy Hook, overnight, Cuomo got out there and created an emergency situation, and they enacted the SAFE Act, a law that, among other things, created a registry for the so-called assault weapon. Compliance was an absolute joke, but they passed it. Now, as the state has gotten smacked around by the Supreme Court for one bit of anti-gun legislation and is likely to get hammered over the latest nonsense, some are trying to justify gun control as much as they can. And they do it by claiming that despite the problems with the SAFE Act, gun control has made New York safer. And data from the Centers for Disease Control suggests New York's tight firearms laws make the state safer relative to most other states when it comes to gun-related violence. In 2020, they had fewer gun deaths per 100,000 residents than all but 4 other states, and its gun death rate was 61% lower than the national average, according to the Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence. Even before adopting its latest gun laws, New York was rated 6th best state in the country in gun safety strength by Giffords Center, which supports stronger gun control laws. At the other end of the spectrum was Mississippi, which had 28.6 gun deaths per 100,000, a rate that is 110% higher than the national average. Giffords Law rated Mississippi among the 5 worst in the country for gun safety strength and noted that the state loosened restrictions further in 2021 by allowing people to carry concealed firearms using just a driver's license that never expires. New York's strong gun regulations clearly had an impact on deterring gun crimes and violence, according to Robert J. Spitzer, author of 5 books on gun control and gun policy, including The Gun Dilemma, How History is Against Expanded Gun Rights, which was published this month. So the expert they cite is an author who pushes gun control. No suggestion of bias there now, is there? And what about the studies being touted? Does the data say what the report claims? Well, yes, it does. There's not really any argument as to what that data says. The problem isn't what the data says, but what it means. because these studies are generally meaningless, as we've noted previously. The piece referred to is from Reason, and it includes an interesting bit from the studies. And we get this: in terms of the gun control studies deemed rigorous by RAND, this means that even if there were no relationship between gun laws and violence, much like the relationship between drinking milk and getting into car accidents, we'd nevertheless expect about 5% of the study's 722 tests, or 36 results, to show that gun regulations had a significant impact. But the actual papers found positive results for only 18 combinations of gun control measures and outcome, such as waiting periods and gun suicides. That's not directly comparable to the 36 expected false positives, since some combinations have the support of multiple studies. But it's not out of line with what we should expect if gun control measures made no difference. Also concerning is the fact that there was only one negative result in which the researchers reported that a gun control measure seemed to lead to an increase in bad outcomes or more violence. Given the large number of studies done on this topic, there's a high statistical likelihood that researchers would have come up with more such findings just by random chance. This indicates that researchers may have suppressed results that suggest gun control measures are not working as intended. Most inconclusive studies also never get published, and many inconclusive results are omitted from published studies. So the rarity of pro-gun control results and the near total absence of anti-gun control results is a strong argument that, based on the existing social science, we know nothing about the effects of gun control. So in other words, any of the anti-gun data that you would care to cite can actually be dismissed out of hand simply because of the strong suggestion of bias in gun research. And this means that data suggesting gun control is beneficial is questionable at best. And even if bias isn't a factor, many of these studies are only finding a correlation, not necessarily causation, and it's difficult, if not impossible, to account for things like economics and the role it plays in both crime and suicides. For example, the median income in New York State is $35,379, while Mississippi's, the state they opted to compare to New York, is $25,261. In fact, when you rank all states and territories, New York has the 13th highest median income, and Mississippi is last, coming in 51st. That typically doesn't get accounted for in these studies, yet the link between poverty and crime is very well known. What the SAFE Act and the rest of the state's gun control laws managed to accomplish is simply creating burdens for a law-abiding citizen to keep and bear arms, and it does nothing to the criminals within the state who seek to obtain guns. And look at what we're seeing over the last 2 years. How's that gun control working out for us? And which are you going to, I mean, when we get out there and we hear about the crime that's going up, and remember this about guns, when they're talking about crime and guns, 18% of violent crime is perpetrated with guns. Rape is a violent crime. It may facilitate. You may be able to facilitate a rape with a gun, but you are not raping with a gun. Homicide is something you can facilitate with a gun, but you can facilitate it a lot of other ways, too. You can knife somebody, you can strangle them, you can beat them to death, you can run them over with a car, throw them off of a bridge. There's lots of ways to kill people. ...82% of all violent crime is done without a gun. So, it's about the method. It's about the method of the study. It's always going to be about the method of the study. This is why John Lott is an excellent statistician. His method is honest. He does not stretch the data. He doesn't adjust the data. He doesn't mangle the data. He doesn't omit the data. If John Lott likes math, you know, he's a math guy. And if he were to get out there and he were to suddenly find that more guns equal more crime, he would publish it. So would Gary Kleck, who is a, you know, he's a ACLU card-carrying member Democrat dude who's also a statistician. And he gets out, but he's just an honest man. He's an honest academic. Such a rarity nowadays. So, I see the studies, and I know they throw the studies out there. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to counter that, which, you know, there were no anti-gun gun research studies done prior to Gary Kleck. And after Gary Kleck's was published, Bill Clinton tried to have the Department of Justice do one and find out what was going on. And unfortunately, that one got published. And they found out, yeah, there's like 1.7 million defensive gun uses per year. People who carry guns are very honest. Then Obama tried to get one done by the CDC, and the CDC came up with up to 3 million defensive gun uses per year. So, yeah, there's some of these that they get out there, and they actually get out there and manage to manipulate the data and come up with certain things they want. But then there's the reality of life on the ground in New York City right now. And it's a hellscape. It is a hellish existence right now just to be a normal person and get on the subway or go walking in the park or go walking down the street or go into your apartment or whatever it is. It's just hell. Despite the SAFE Act and everything else. Coming up next is going to be 1911 University with Joe Chambers. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.